God in human nature, forever one of humanity. By Jesus' friend. The divine Son of God became one of the human family, Son of Man, Emmanuel, God with us. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3:16. God gave His Son not only to bear our sins and die as our sacrifice, but He gave Him to be forever one of humanity. The Son of God has bound Himself to it as He took our nature. This tie will never be broken. Through the eternal ages He will be the embodiment of divine and human union. Table of Contents. 1. One equal with God. 1. Father, Son, and Disciples' testimonies of His Sonship. 2. One of the human family. 2:1. The Son of Man. 3. Son of God and Son of Man united. 3:1. The same Jesus will come to earth again. 4. Conclusion on God in humanity. 1 equal with God. The Bible describes the Son of God as a member of the Godhead, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2:6. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:9-10. The creation of the animate and inanimate world testifies of His eternal power. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. And without Him there was not anything that was made. John 1:1-3. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20. The Son of God spoke to Moses from the bush on Mount Horeb, I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Exodus 3:14. So when He came in the likeness of man, He declared Himself the I am. He is the Word who became flesh. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. John 1:14. John bare witness of Him, and cried, saying, This was He of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. For He was before me. John 1:15. Father, Son, and Disciples' testimonies of His Sonship. They affirmed on more than one occasion that He is the divine Son whom the Father has sent. One example of it is found in the New Testament book of Matthew at Jesus' baptism. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And, lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:16-17. Christ also declared His divinity and relationship to the majesty of heaven. For instance, I and My Father, we are one. John 10:30. O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. John 17:5. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. John 6:46. Peter had confessed the truth which is the foundation of the believer's faith. Jesus asked His disciples, Who say ye that I am? Then Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. At another occasion Jesus asked the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. John 6:68-69. One of the human family. God has adopted human nature in the person of His Son. After His resurrection, He has carried the same into heaven. Additionally, the same Jesus will return to earth for bestowing the reward of eternal life to the righteous dead and living. For example, who, being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1 verse 11. The Son of God took upon himself human nature to make it possible for us to unite our humanity to his divinity. Thus through the eternal ages Christ is linked with humanity as he is with the Father. In him we become more closely united to God than if we had never fallen. For instance, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17 verse 21. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1 verse 4. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3 verse 21. The Son of Man. Jesus has identified himself as one of the human family with the phrase Son of Man. It is the Son of Man who took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. Hebrews 2 verses 16 and 17. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2 verse 8. Jesus was in all points tempted like we are. Hebrews 4 verse 15. He endured every trial to which we are subject. And he exercised in his own behalf no power that is not freely offered to us. As man, he met temptation and overcame them in the strength given him from God. Though he was sinless, he has borne the shame, guilt, and burden of everyone's sin. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8. Thus the plan of God and his Son to save humanity came to power. On the cross, the Father has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. Thus Christ became the Lamb of God as foretold by the prophets. John 1 verse 29. He took the sin of our broken world at the ultimate price. The unimaginable anguish and the separation from the Father caused by sin broke his heart. Thus through his atoning sacrifice Jesus became the substitute and sin-bearer of humanity. This was a victorious act for which he said, "The hour has come, that the Son of Man should be glorified." John 12 verse 2. Son of God and Son of Man united. God's Son unites in himself. 1. Divine and human. 2. Creator and creature. 3. Nature of God and nature of Adam. 4. Son of God and Son of Man. Human and divine were blended in him. This is true for his life on earth and after his ascension. He came in human nature so that he can reach humanity in their fallen condition. Thus they are given another opportunity to choose God as their leader. Through transgression, the sons of men became subjects of Satan. But, through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, the sons of Adam become the sons of God. The sorrow he has borne is with no comparison. A human being has not been made a sin-bearer. Therefore, one will never know the horror of the curse of sin which he bore. The nature of Christ had a greater capacity for suffering, for the human existed in the divine. Thus it created a capacity for suffering to endure the sins of the entire broken world. And having paid with his own blood the price of redemption, he ascended to heaven after his resurrection. he became people's advocate and intercessor, sharing the throne of God. For example, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2 verses 9 through 11. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum: we have such a high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Hebrews 8 verse 1. It is Christ that died, yea rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 8 verse 34. And those who seek God through him will be made partakers of the divine nature. The same Jesus will come to earth again. At this time, the resurrected saints who had lived when he walked on earth, will see and recognize him as the same Jesus they knew from before. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1 verse 11. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 16. Jesus will retain all his scars from the cruel crucifixion. He has shown them to his disciples on the day of his resurrection. For example, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. John 20 verses 19 and 20. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. John 20 verses 26 and 27. Conclusion on God in humanity. Christ was the embodiment of the union of divine and human, the Son of God and the Son of Man. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He came in the fashion of man. With his broken heart and shed blood on the cross, he has paid the redemption of the human family. Moreover, he will retain his human nature forever, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 9 verse 6. He shall be called, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.